Remember, K-Rob will be at work.
Yep. I'm going to go over there and say, hey, I'm the guy who was hanging up on you. Can't do that on the new KPFA.
I was wondering what kind of drugs I should take.
Where's the
mind temple? In Mexico. Of course, we're on the trip here. And they went and got me in here. Oh, I
see things
get
have
home.
Got very mixed up. This is a hospital, Mrs. Adams.
No.
Yes, it is. Yes.
Right next to it.
And they're headed back.
I can't get it back.
Now, let's review for key words.
I'm sorry, that's not correct.
Please stand on the retinal scan imaging security pad. Eyes forward, please.
Oh, sure.
ISI security scan in progress. Don't move. Retinal scan imaging for access.
Four times and run the genie's belly.
Your authorization code has been verified.
Great, thanks. Can I get on the show now?
Thank you.
it's me.
Now look on us as their friends.
So people would get a lot of business done while Darth Nixon was yakking about friendship. And
so that peace can settle at last over the Middle East.
This is Senator Edward Kennedy speaking to you from my office in Boston.
First time in my life, I was asked what was important to me, to choose what I wanted to become. All my life, other people had been telling me what was important. Now I had the chance to decide for myself.
This is your time right now where you make the choice. Don't let the Army pick it for you. Don't blow it. You have the chance now. Telecommunications, you go to Ranger School, you can go to Airborne Military Police School.
And be a leader in today's world.
Gentleman. Various stage actresses.
The Information Advisory Committee, more than 25 years in direct sales.
You're probably uptight about what either your wife or your husband or your children or your mother or your father or your uncle or your aunt are going to think about it.
Industrial psychologist.
The Great Look of You.
Queen Beatrix of the Netherlands.
Talk show host.
Dave, the computer, and read.
A great mind. An intangible mind.
Faculty.
Family
base. CBS News chief
clinical correspondent.
USA for your student.
Needs a tire worker.
Moscow is not Sodom. We are here to support normal people that want to create families.
It's mighty creative.
Introduction. Written and read by David Lynch.
I hope I have your prayers and good wishes.
Ideas are like fish.
Well, tonight, obviously, marks the end of
any such plan.
Better slow down.
4 years is a short time to wait. A very long time to hold a grudge.
On one side, His Majesty the Policeman, on the other side, one is a love song for the police force, which had never been attempted before.
Hey, lass.
Stealing their language and their cause with appropriate political and emotional packaging.
It's truly surprising.
Hundreds of thousands of new men.
It is here. The major thrust. The base of moral urgency of ballistic missile defense.
By way.
Where do they blow us up?
Mm-hmm.
that's the thing to say. That's kind of how it was at the time, where like if it was like a high audience, like all of my guys, they would say, "Well, you know what I mean?" Instead of the second they started playing. On the thing, and they're like, if something breaks out, like, we don't know the difference between, like, we're not taking any, like, we don't care, you know what I mean, about y'all. Like, they pretty much are like, yo, if there's something goes down and we need to start shooting, like, we don't care if y'all get shot too, so just, you know, like, so, like, the guards were out there, they were fucking professionals. They were probably, like, sending, like, some fucking, like,
now. won't you help my boy? He's tormented.
Set for a big one.
Do you feel like it? You might.
Everybody raise your right hand to heaven. One of the most pitiful cases I have ever come in contact with.
Howell has made the comment that all the audience from the Night of the Flak was actually killed or had disappeared.
Yeah, it's a mysterious coincidence.
It's not
nothing
true,
further.
Phineas Hart was there that night.
Sure is kind of pretty.
All right, folks, move along, move along. Yeah. Nothing to see.
So stay here, move along.
David, it's your guy.
Yeah, you're a lousy audience. Walk him around.
Isabel Wilkerson.
All of those people that you listen to in Motown, they are all the children of the Great Migration. In fact, many of them might not have existed had there been no Great Migration. Diana Ross's parents, for example, her mother migrated from Alabama and her father from West Virginia. They met in Detroit, and here you have it.
They're a motorcycle gang from Santa Cruz.
Isabel Wilkerson.
All of those people that you listen to in Motown, they are all...
Whoa, sorry about that. Damn, that's 2 hours in. I'm gonna,
Good evening.
Pull up something else.
This is your captain.
Wrong with your boy?
Well, he's had a nervous breakdown, and he's violent at times, and says he's going to commit suicide at times, and threatens his mother and daddy. And it's just hard to explain, but I just feel like it's the devil.
Does he get?
Well, he has been so violent that he just scratches us and he bites us, and it takes both of us to hold him at times. And it's just terrible the way he is at times. And then at times, well, he's normal.
And at times, your boy is normal.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But at times, he's violent. You
yes,
can't
sir.
Hold him.
That's right. That's true.
And he wants to kill everybody.
Well, it seems to be his myself and his daddy, especially his daddy. He has a hatred there. But when he's normal, when he has these spells that he's normal, he loves them.
This is the story of
There's a neat little clock in the schoolroom it stands and points to the time with its two little hands. And may we, like the clock, keep a face clean and bright with hands ever ready to do what is right.
This tape collection gets bigger every minute.
Suddenly bored at your immature attempt to engage our approval with your typical butt-licking fanboy fervor, driving dozens of college-age lemmings off the cliff of limited imagination, smashing their soft skulls on the jagged boulders of our bitter sarcasm.
Boring, you shitless. Yet no one is approaching baldness.
Laughing at your shortcomings. Taxlessly wielding destructive honesty to protect themselves from true feeling. Eagerly butt-fucking your grandpa. Turning personal vendetta and small-minded revenge tactics into eventual cult status. The only man in the world who truly appreciated the genius of the swans.
Rescuing wounded animals and diligently nursing them back to health. And returning them to their woodland homes. Putting down everything, judging all as lame. But for all their hype as something new, they play the same old game. Another letdown. Another reason to do it yourself.